Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is Deb again, and our devotion today is our source of power. From John 20, 19 through 23. We all know the devastation Hurricane Ida brought to thousands of people in the south and east recently. It was a powerful storm that left people powerless and many even homeless. The lack of electricity meant no lights, no computers, no air conditioning, and in some cases, no cooking, no refrigeration. They just weren't without power. They felt powerless and helpless in their situation and had to find ways to survive until power resumed. Thankfully, no matter what situation we find ourselves in, we can rise above the feeling of powerlessness and have peace because the Holy Spirit dwells within us when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. He is our source of power. Romans 8:9. We can't do anything without the Spirit, but we can do everything because of Him. Several years ago, Bill McCartney, the founder of the Promise Keepers Men's Movement and coach of the University of Colorado football team, asked the leader of a nationally known ministry to speak to his players before a big college football game. For 30 minutes, the dynamic preacher exhorted the young men to reach beyond themselves and unite for victory on the football field. When he finished, he sat down next to McCartney and asked, "Well, coach, what do you think of that?" Coach Bill looked him in the eye and said, "You know, all you seem to care about is whether or not they win a football game, and all I care about is whether they know Jesus Christ. We should trade places." Bill McCartney knew what his real mission in life was, and the Holy Spirit gave him the power to accomplish it. Some questions to think about are we letting ourselves be filled and controlled by the Holy Spirit to accomplish the mission? Are the spiritual gifts He gives us evident to those around us? Are we asking the Holy Spirit to reveal truth in God's Word and help to remember it? Romans 8:14 through 16 says, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful as slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children." We can be more than a friendly church. We can be a united church with a mission to reach our community with the good news. God will accomplish His mission with or without us. But wouldn't you rather be on His team and be in the game rather than sitting on the sidelines? He can help you get off the bench. Just ask Him to show you how and then spend some time with Him listening. I hope you all have a really blessed week. Thanks for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.